Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Super excited. Yes, 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 super excited. You know, today is Friday, and you know what that means. That means we bring to you Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I tell you, I always love when we get to talk about the expression of God through money. Wow. That's deep, because that's the area where a lot of us have to grow. Well, I'm going to play Stephanie Mills. Should I play The Power of God? We're going to play The Power of God. You tuned in to The Love Journey.
You know, there is no time, no space where God is at. His power is always present. Oh, yeah.
Power of God.
yearning. It's natural for us to yearn for God, for we were born in His love. Healing. God is love, and love is real. It's an eternal creation, and nothing can destroy it. Oh my God, yeah. Believe me. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, all things are possible. Well, yeah. See, you're a child of the King, and only God's plan for salvation will work. My Lord, yeah, yeah.
Learn to respect. It's called the power of God. That is a real powerful thought. The respect. Learning to respect the power of God. All right. That was Stephanie Mills. You tuned in to The Love Journey, and I am Janine and Ingram, and we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there really is only one power and one presence on this, in this universe, on this line, and we recognize that great power, that wonderful spirit, known by many names, but on this line we call it God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot. Oh, come on, y'all. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Well, God is not. Somebody, I want us to get ready and turn within. Recognizing this mighty I Am presence. Recognizing the power and the presence of that mighty I Am presence. I want to center our mind. You know, how we start our day is how we live our day. And so I want you to start by tuning in to the mighty presence of your mighty I Am consciousness. Tuning into that place where that oneness resides, where you are one with the one. Recognizing that you are a masterpiece. Yes. You see, sometimes we forget that we are a masterpiece. And so in this right now knowing that you are the masterpiece, I want you to take in a deep breath. Breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight. Remembering to breathe into the heart, deep into the diaphragm, releasing through the mouth. You see, breathing, powerful. We take breathing for granted, but the breath connects us back to our space, that energetic peace. Breathing properly can heal the body. It can alkalize the body. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. We have to learn how to breathe. Sometimes when we find ourselves in a panic attack or we find ourselves in nervous breakdown, if we just learn how to breathe, family. See, the breath connects us back to the source, into our oneness space. It calms the nerves. It lowers the blood pressure. It removes toxins from the body like carbon dioxide. Learning to breathe properly is a powerful force, a tool in our arsenal. Family, don't take away too much of anything today. I want you to remember, when you find yourself shallow breathing, to stop and call forth the presence and breathe deep. I want you to breathe deep into your diaphragm this morning as we call forth the presence of the I Am consciousness. As we seek within into the oneness of our mighty I Am expression, recognizing that we all are individual expressions of the Creator. You see, the Creator loved you so much that He didn't want nobody else to look and be and quite act in the way that you are. So it took a unique aspect of this self and said, let me send you to the planet to express the characteristics of myself that I want you to express as me on the planet. So I want you to connect to the very essence of your soul as you breathe into the oneness of the mighty I Am presence, the universal, powerful, eternal loving presence, the luminosity of your soul that makes you you, that nobody else can be but you. I want you to connect to that powerful presence as you breathe in and know that you are one with the one. As you become still and know that I am God, I want you to take in a deep breath. Breathe it in through the nose. And I want you to breathe right now, family. Let's breathe. And release. And I just want you to calmly be still and know that I am, God. And I want you to take in another breath, breathing deep. And as you breathe in, every breath you take, I want you to amplify the presence of the love of God. Let's breathe, family. And release. You are one with the one. Let's pray, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, breathe, family. Be still and know that I am, God. And release. Oh, Divine Mother, Father God. Divine and eternal loving presence. Come, Holy Spirit. As I ask that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, I'm asking that it be so acceptable. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to remove every human created thought, every human created ego, Holy Spirit. I ask you to remove all of myself in this right now moment that I may come fully present and be filled by my mighty I Am consciousness as I speak from the transcending power, Divine Mother, Father, God, who dwells at the center of my mind and in the midst of my heart, into your presence within me. I call forth the words, God. I call forth your words, Holy Spirit, recognizing that you are the truth of who each and every one of us are right now, God. That our ultimate self-reality is our real, and that is you, Holy Spirit. And as we set aside that false self in this right now moment, in order that you may come forth and be present as we project your spirit, your presence, the mighty I Am consciousness, our higher mind, God self, to be the vehicle of our communications in this right now moment. Come, Holy Spirit. You see, it's because it's you, God. It's you that we need, God. You are all that we need, God, in this right now moment, God. So many of us have given our power away to something outside ourselves, God, but there's no greater presence than the presence that lives within us. And so all we need is in life is drawn to us through the spiritual magnetism of your presence, which is all and controls all. And in this knowing, in this awareness, we go forth into this day, embracing with confidence as it embraces us in love. As your presence embrace us with love right now, God. I ask you to open up your windows, your gates, your doors, your heaven, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to rain down, God, as you make manifest your glory in us today, God, as we come forth today, as we set aside this day to particularly, God, to manifest a financial blessing, to build a better relationship with the energetic expression known as money in this earth realm, knowing that money is just another form of you, Holy Spirit. And so in this right now moment, as we learn to express that kind of energetic expression of God through money, we give thanks, Holy Spirit, for physical presence of money in our life right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we give thanks for more than enough today, God. An Ephesians 3:20 kind of blessing in our financial substance, more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine, Holy Spirit. Oh, we call forth that money substance in our life right now, like winds of abundance coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. Asking for your anointing upon our life right now, God, that anything that keeps us from the truth of our abundance, that keeps us in the idea that there's a seemingly appearance of lack or poverty, God, I ask you to release it from our awareness in this right now moment. God, I ask you to release it in any cell or memories of our body that remembers anything other than the truth of abundance, God. I ask you right now, God, to allow us to express our divine heritage as abundance as we hear this beautiful goddess that you sent to the planet called Ayana Vincent. Give us a prayer for money this morning.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
And as we stay in the same space,
gratitude meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful. And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, I am so grateful. And allow that breath to be released. and see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold the thought form. I am so grateful. Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience. Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. Slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. Again, a long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. And a slow, complete exhale. Grateful I am. And breathe. And experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, God. And so as we stay in that meditative state of gratitude, recognizing that just being thankful is the highest form of prayer. Just being thankful. As we bring in Queen Mother to read from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living, brought to us by the founder of the Universal Foundation, Dr. Johnny Coleman. We send love and light into all our ancestors, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, Dr. Johnny Coleman, our beautiful mother, Mama Colette Grant, and I can go on and on naming names. And as we speak those names this morning, we honor their presence as we bring Queen Mother in.
Good morning. Ooh, I got to come together at that meditation. And as we continue basking in the presence of our ancestors, thank you, Lady Love. And basking in, you know, I had my mama's name to it this morning and my dad.
Yes. What's their name? Ernest.
Yeah, Pearl. Pearl Bowden Segur. And my father was Ernest Carroll Segur. I think that's a really good practice to do that, to remember them all and give them honor, because they certainly are do that. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning. Reverend Mama Joy is saying, "Ooh, wow, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Be glad and know that you are children of the Most High, rock steady God, a God that never leaves you nor forsakes you, and promises that my eyes and my heart are always with you." Reading from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living. And yes, praises and thanks to Dr. Johnny Coleman, still impactful, even right now. This Friday, November 18th, your piece of the rock is Hidden Treasures of Truth. Hidden Treasures of Truth, and our writer is Marilyn King, right here from Chicago, Illinois. Marilyn King. Your hidden treasures of truth. As we continue in that vibration of meditation, just think about and feel deep within yourself. And know that deep within you and your very being are hidden treasures of truth. Two of those truths is love, and the other is wisdom. And these qualities are granted by God and available for you, your personal and instant use at any time. We need only come into the conscious awareness of their existence. A book by Eric Butterworth, Discover the Power Within You, teaches how to dig for many other treasures of truth. Those truths that are nestled down in the recesses of your mind and the recesses of your soul. Jewels of silver and gold in Exodus 12:35. It represents wisdom and it represents love. So here today, we are to affirm that all wisdom and all love, even in their most external manifestation, are spiritual, according to the revealing word. So as I call you to look deep within, look within and look without the outer of you for the love and the wisdom that you desire in your life. And I like this. I want to remind you, they're on call. Yeah. Your truths are on call waiting for you to find them so you can put them to work. And they're willing to work if you're willing to work them. Colossians 2:3 is the scripture that supports to remind you about your hidden treasures of truth within yourself, and says, "In him lie hidden all the mighty, untapped treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Amen, amen. Time to get to digging. Namaste, adieu. Back to you, Lady Love.
All right. Queen Mother, before you go, is this third Sunday? I can't keep up with the day.
Ooh, wow, 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 we. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Bless your heart. Right here at 851 East 88th Place, the Melody of Joy will have Emancipator Greta Myers, who also has a women ministry called the Love Train Ministry, and she's going to be our main speaker for this Sunday. And we also have a special treat guest, Miss Loretta Hawkins, who is a national speaker. And, oh, girl, that makes me feel so good. And she's going to be coming to us as Harriet Tubman. So 851, be in the place at 3 o'clock, 3 to 5. And I am so excited, Lady Love. I am so excited. Number 35, this is our 35th presentation of the Emancipation Proclamation. God bless you this Sunday, 3 p.m. Thank you.
All right. That's the Emancipation Proclamation right here in Chicago, Illinois. And I'm sure that it will be Facebook Live, right, Mama Joy? Will you be Facebooking it live?
Yes. You know, I'm trying to get used to this stuff. Yes, Facebook Live, and we're utilizing is this the Instagram, Pearl's been working in? That's Facebook. Facebook is Facebook Live, yeah. Okay, I'm excited. Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And 3 o'clock is Central Time. So 3 o'clock, so Eastern would be 4, and out on the West Coast would be like 5. No, they're early, 1 o'clock. But 3 o'clock Central Time in Chicago. Love you so much. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And I just want to say thank God for the opportunity for expansion. She was super excited telling me about the opportunity to even take it to the East Coast in Jackie's neck of the woods. I just want to say shout out and love to expansion and growth and love, because that's what love is all about, expansion and growth. So I just want to shout out to your expansion and your growth, and not only will the East Coast come to know you, but the world. I send you love.
Well, thank you, Lady Love. And you know what? We're all part of the love journey family. So we give credit and thanks to God for you that made that platform possible. Okay?
All right. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to keep this beautiful experience moving. You know, they call this a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience. And I love the experience of the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I love when we bring in my sister from another mister. This girl is bad to the bone, I tell you. Michael Jackson ain't got nothing on our wonderful sister, Chastity A. Wells. When you talk about the power of keep on, Chastity Wells, keep on. That girl is persistent personified. Come on, Chastity, let's do it today.
Okay,
keep on.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Good morning, Mama Joy. Good morning, Love Journey. And Blog Talk, joining us from online and Blog Talk. So good morning, everyone. I am Chastity A. Wells. We are going to be continuing on in our journey of overcoming under-earning, which is a 5-step plan to a richer life, by Barbara Stanny. If you do not have the book, it's Barbara Stanny, S-T-A-N-N-Y. And we are really pursuing in this book, getting a little deeper here in our book. Where we actually had left off last week, we were leaving off. Hold on 1 second. I want to make sure everybody is able to find us. We're actually still in step 2, making a decision, which is chapter 5. So where we actually had left off in here last week, we were talking about in the wake of our decisions, right? We had already discovered and clarified our values, which is absolutely important for us to really make any type of goal and really be able to stick to it and understand why, you know, and how to effectively flow in our own lives, because it has to line up with our values. Then we were challenged in the wake of our decision. Once you make a conscious and solid decision, 3 things will happen. You'll have coincidence, changes in other areas of your life, and resistance. So we did go over the coincidence. And she did point out to us, Barbara pointed out that we need to be stubborn about the results we're going for, but being very flexible in how to get there. So that was something that really did stand out, and that is one of the points that we really did pull out here last week and just going over that. And also talking about, you know, just different examples and how to really get there. So that's what we had left off, went over some examples of that, did the journal work. Part of the journal work family we were supposed to make sure we all did over the weekend is pay attention to all of our coincidence, whether it was good, bad, whatever. It was just really paying attention to any coincidence that you really started to attract into your own lives. I know Janine and I, even with certain things that she would text me, you know, we laughed and chuckled about, you know, just the law of coincidence in certain things. So I hope you all were able to really take advantage of that. Can't hold your hand through the weekend, but it's about accountability for all of us. So I hope you really were able to take advantage of that. So this week we are moving on to changes in other areas of our lives. So with us moving on to changes in our lives, we can see here, she said, you can't segment your life. I thought that was funny because that's something I've always practiced, which isn't really healthy at all, but we're learning here. But as Barbara said, you can't segment your life, slice it up like a pizza, and expect nothing to be different but your paycheck. As one woman told me, taking charge of money really shakes up your life. Sometimes the changes are positive, Janine, like losing weight or having more leisure time. Other times, they don't even seem so rosy. Relationships turn rocky, your job goes sour, life in general feels out of control. But it's by dealing with those breakdowns, whatever they are, that breakthroughs occur. Change is inevitable, product of your plan to overcome under-earning. Your task is to go with the flow rather than stick with the status quo. So I really want to repeat that again. Change is inevitable product of your plan to overcoming under-earning. So change is automatic, right? But our task is to go with the flow rather than stick with the status quo. And I think that's really powerful because even though a lot of us say we want to overcome under-earning and we start dealing with the change that comes with it, we all still have a tendency to still want to put on a certain persona, a certain status quo, a certain this, a certain that, instead of really just dealing with the breakdown, whatever that breakdown is, whether it's not understanding how you feel, the emotional breakdown, realizing how and why you're doing what you're doing. And once you're able to experience that breakdown of it, then that's when the real breakthrough actually happens. So I just want to encourage us all through that process of change, because it's really inevitable, product of the plan. That's when we're really able to break through and move on with our lives. One of our journal exercises.
Uh-huh. People are texting what page we're on. We are on page 101. I just wanted to let them know the page number. People were texting, like 10 texts. Going, what page are you on? What page? So I just wanted to let them know 101. We are on page 101. Go ahead, Chess. I don't want to interrupt.
So we are, so next it is the journal exercise, right?
Mm-hmm.
In her journal exercise, she says, are any other parts of life being shaken up? How does what's happening apply to your under-earning? What are your lessons?
Ooh.
So I think that's really, really, really powerful because I was able to even take some time and, you know, look over my own life, the different things that's being shaken up, whether it's relationships, you know, how I even view myself in relationship to money, how I looked at many things, right? how I even viewed so many things, so many things. So many of my belief systems were really shaken up. And a lot of it did apply to under-earning and the lessons that I was learning. One of the biggest lessons I was continuously learning is to really love deeper and to really love me more and to trust the process of life. That's just my journey. I don't know what your journey is. I'm just sharing mine. That's why it's super important that we all participate and we all really participate in this journal exercise, because this is really where the breakthrough comes. We can listen to all the other words and the rest of it, and I think that's cool and it's great. But it's not until we start really doing the journal exercises, and I'm sure Janine can attest, that you really, really, really have to go from being a hearer of the word to being a doer of it. Really examining where you are, doing a heart check, doing a mind check, seeing where you really are. Not talking about it, but really being about it. Not saying nobody isn't about it. I'm just saying the importance of doing the journal exercises. So if you didn't get the opportunity to do that, definitely look over that for the weekend. This journal exercise is on page 101. And again, her question was, are there other parts of your life being shaken up? How does what's happening apply to your under-earning? And what are the lessons you're learning? So I think that would be really powerful. I don't want us to get stuck there, because I do want to go through some of these things here with resistance, because this is something that I'm sure a lot of us will see in here, and we could definitely move forward and go there. But did anyone have anything that they wanted to open up about or share with either one of these journal exercises that we did cover since last week? You can press star 6 or press 1 from Blog Talk.
I'm looking. Well, while we wait.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Chastity. This exercise took me to what I call my dark night of the soul. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I just like, but it was so good because Spirit took me back to Moses. And God said, get back to Moses. And it was so powerful how God showed me the reason we have to be released from things, you know, how you have to go through that process of letting go of everything in order to get to that new space. Oh, my God, this was just a powerful exercise for me personally. God showed me how God works through us to build our faith muscle. Oh, my God, it's just powerful. So I don't want to take up the whole time talking about everything I wrote, because I wrote like 10 pages of stuff in this one journal exercise. There wasn't even enough room in the book.
That's
how much I wrote for this particular journal exercise. It was so much in my journal. I almost had to get a new journal for this book just from that one exercise. That's how powerful that exercise. When I really asked myself and got still with myself and was looking at the places where I still need to be stretched, where I still was being stretched and grown into that better version, that greater version of myself. And it hurts. I'm just going to tell you the truth. It hurts. It really hurts. But it's worth it.
I say, yes, it's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth it. And that's why I just said what I said about the journal exercises. We can all come to the line and listen or whatever the case may be, but it wasn't really just the book that changed my life. It's not the book that causes me to sit up and think or to reflect or to cry, right? It's not what Barbara's saying. It's the journal exercises. It's when you actually have to do, when Chastity, I have to do the inner reflection. And like you said, do the dark nights of your soul and really go through, you know, why am I behaving this way? What does this mean? What does that mean? Are there parts of your life that's being shaken up? Really looking at that, examining that, examining your emotions connected to it. Why? What does it feel like? Talking about it. How does it apply to under-earning? And what are the lessons that I'm learning? that's when we're able to really get real and look at life and stop. And what I also learned, Janine, even with that, because it gives us the opportunity, it gives me the opportunity to look at it and say, what am I learning? So it takes it from being like the victim of life, like, well, this is happening and this is happening and it's like, no, it gives us a greater perspective, a greater understanding of what is the lesson in it, Chassie? What is the lesson in it, Janine? How do we become greater women? How do we see the universe really orchestrating all of this, what we call mess, into really guiding us closer to our goal? What do we need to let go of in order to grow? So that's what I love the most about the journal exercises, and it really gives us opportunity to really get clear. And so here's a reason that a lot of people don't want to do the journal work or the work period. Number three, and this is page 102, it's called resistance. So I really wanted to make sure we get time to this. So there's a law of physics that says for every action, there's an equal or opposite reaction. That means every time you submit to a goal, something inside of you refuses to comply. Resistance emerges as soon as you enter the discomfort zone. Again, resistance emerges as soon as you enter the discomfort zone, the space between where you are now and where you want to be. I know that zone. Trying to navigate this space may feel like you're paddling a canoe inattentive. The natural reaction will be to go back to dry land. Resistance kicks in so you can stay comfy, Janine. Resistance is always strongest at the very beginning or right before you reach a goal. My God, don't I know. Those are the times when you are most vulnerable to backsliding. 12 signs that you're in resistance. There are probably more, but these are the most common. And let's talk about it. Which one of these are for yourself? Look at it. Let's talk about it. Let's really, really, really do the work, and let's start moving into these things. So, 12 signs you're in resistance. Number one, you're too busy. What? I have no time. Number two, you procrastinate. I'll do it later. I know I'm good for that one. Number three, you're scared into inaction. Oh my God, what if? Number four, you defer decision. You do it, but then you decide what? Number five, you lose interest. This is boring. It's not my thing. Number six, you're forgetful. Oh, I meant to, but I forgot. Number seven, you're disorganized. Where did I put that again? Number eight, you fog up or space out. What are you talking about? Number nine, you feel paralyzed. Yes, that is a sign of resistance. I can't think or get going. Number 10, you find reasons not to act. I can't because. Number 11, you're impatient. This is taking way too long. Number 12, you keep running into naysayers. Yeah. Other people say, you can't do that. That's not possible. This is a form of resistance. This form of resistance is especially sneaky. You project your own fears out onto others. And I think that's powerful. I think that is really, really, really powerful. Because really, it goes back to the, the same thing that Janine talks to us about all the time, about our relationships with other people. It's just a mirror of who we are, right? So what she's really saying here, and this is what I heard from it, Janine, is us projecting our fears out onto someone else. So, like, if I'm afraid, to move or whatever the case may be, And I start talking to people, oh, I was thinking about moving here to Georgia or whatever the case may be. If they detect any of the fears or whatever the case may be, it's just projecting it out. Then they say, oh, girl, you know, I heard traffic down there. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. What about this? You know, the cost of living is higher or whatever the case may be, right? It would have always been something. So I think we really, really, really have to be mindful in protecting ourselves and really learning to break through all these signs of resistance because they really can be really sneaky because a lot of times you may really think that you are genuinely busy. But have you ever really looked at it, that it may just be a sign of resistance preventing you from getting to where you need to go? The reason that you're so disorganized is resistance. Maybe you don't really feel that you deserve to be an overcomer and that you deserve to be an under-earner, and that's just not true. Have you ever looked at your impatience in the process and in life and with yourself as a sign of resistance of your own growth? I thought these 12 signs were really, really, really powerful, and I did want to hit on a couple of other points here before we did move forward. Did anyone have anything that they wanted to add there before we close out? We're almost at the top of the hour.
Yeah, we got a couple of questions on the projection of fear. I mean, of resistance, I'm sorry. So you understand what she's saying in this projection piece is energy. Everything is energy. And so when you send out an energy of whatever it is, of resistance, it comes back to you in a physical form. So, for instance, I give it to you in a simple form. You may look in the mirror today and feel fat. Oh, girl, did you gain some weight? You'd be like, what? You just said in the mirror that you looked fat to yourself, and then somebody maybe an hour later look at you and say, girl, did you gain some weight? It could be the total opposite. You look in the mirror and say, oh, I'm so fly, fabulous, and amazing. And then somebody say, girl, you look like you're losing weight. You look so beautiful. It's energy. So I was explaining to a lady the other day about my own fear showing up when I got to the door of somebody signing up with a program that I wanted them to sign up with. And we got to everything. She gave me her credit. She was giving me her credit card number. She said, hold on. And she never called back. So I was explaining that had to be some kind of sense of my own fear in my own self. And she was like, well, you got that much power over people. It's not the power over people. It's the power over myself, that my energy was repelling the idea of bringing in exactly what I really wanted because of my own fears. So interesting enough, when I did my meditation yesterday, that same person called and said, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about releasing that energy that comes up in our mind, that energy of fear, that energy of resistance, that energy of whatever we're saying to ourselves is going to show up in a physical form. That's what this projection is. That conversation that you don't pay attention to yourself, when you're saying things like, I'm this and I'm that and I'm not good enough, or however that conversation show up, people show up as that reflection. And that's what this resistance piece means, projection piece means. They just wanted a little more clarity on that piece. I'm complete.
Yes, yes. So we definitely have to just really be mindful in all of it. I think that's a really, really, really great point. And just kind of, you know, we really have to just get clear. And I think that's really the importance of really being active in this book, writing it down, going through the steps, going through it all. Go ahead. All right. As you proceed with the work of overcoming under-earning, see if you can find yourself using any of these excuses. Know you're in resistance. You crave the comfort of the familiar. It may be time to make a new decision. Part of it is identifying the moment of decision. When something happens around money and I see an old pattern, that's what Marva said. She also went on to say, whenever I got money, I'll make an unhealthy decision, like I'll spend it on unwisely, give it away or lose it, whatever. Now I have become aware of that moment, and I realize that I can take a deep breath, think more clearly, and then decide. It's okay to receive this money. One man described his bout with resistance this way. It felt almost like tightness in my chest.
Mm.
It felt like being in a traffic jam. A mix of I don't want to or I can't get out of it. I just breezed through it and I committed to doing something, which I did. I stood back from it and I asked, okay, what is the message here? What is this telling me? What's the resistance? I love that. I love that. And I just want to point out this last thing for decoding resistance so we really can pay attention to it, because I really want us to be able to pick up next week and do the rest of this journal work. Decoding resistance. Resistance, all resistance comes from fear.
Mm.
At the core of all fear is a belief. So, all resistance come from fear. At the core of all fear is a belief, right? So if you're scared of something, there's a belief behind it. So at the root of each belief is a decision you made. These decisions are made early, often unconsciously, and have little to do with reality. To rid out the resistance, redo your decision. Redo your decision. So I think that was powerful. And I think that's a great place for us really to be able to stop off, because it is the top of the hour. But really, let's look at those things. Where are you showing up with signs of resistance in your own life? And I think that gives us the opportunity to really look back over some of the other journal work that maybe you skipped over so we can prepare for next week. And a part of that. Go ahead, Janine.
Me? I'm not saying that. I'm listening, babe.
Okay. I just heard someone breathing.
No, it was me.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, just Mama Joy. You know, I just want to thank you, Chastity and Janine, for this work, because I am beginning to stop and think about what I think about and what I feel. Because when we go through these exercises, and particularly resistance, and that has been an issue for me. I know I got an email in corner with Nikki Love on that. But I am beginning to recognize it when it comes and when it shows up. You know, many of us, at least speak for Joy, have gotten so used to this, all of these things, everything is normal. And it's like the more we go on Fridays and discuss these things, the more I realize how what we are moving towards is normalcy, is a normal stage which will allow productivity, allow to overcome. And I stop and I think when I have these feelings, you can feel the resistance, you know. So I don't ignore it anymore, but I stop and I think and I do ask myself. I ask myself. The marvelous thing about this is that I stopped myself so many times, realizing that I've been ignoring it. Once you start practicing to face your resistance, first coming to realize that it's there, you have no idea that you've been, my whole life, I've been living in resistance and not knowing it. And so it's a task right now. And coming every Friday and hearing you speak, I am becoming more alive, because I am becoming conscious. I'm becoming conscious of even my fears, which I didn't know. So thank you. You know, I had a fear of money. Hello. And didn't realize that I have it. And now I'm working on, what is it, losing weight? But you know what, Chastity Janine? I didn't realize that. When I get money, the first thing I want to do is eat. And what did it do? I get the money, and I eat it up. Not even aware of it, but now, thank you. I realize, stop joy. I feel it. So now, thanks to you guys, I can pass the McDonald's, I can pass the White Castles, I can pass the Treasure Islands. And it, at first, it would knock me up, and I didn't realize how I had been controlled by these habits. And now it's less resistance, it's less stress to just change it. But it's something that we have been living with, for at least myself, all of my life. And it's not until I started making some changes that I realized the reality of resistance and how this work, the objective is to just come and be who you are and live freely, live without that pain. And recognize habits, too, that you wouldn't know. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. I say, I say. And I just love how Mama Joy just brought that back up, just really recognizing the different parts of our lives. And I just really want to remind everyone on the call, if you did not have the opportunity to do the previous journal work, please look back over it and do it. What other parts of your life is actually being shaken up? How does those things apply to your under-earning? And what are the lessons you're learning? Look at that. Do that journal work as we are decoding your resistance. Because that's the only way that we really truly can have a real breakthrough. I'm going to close out my part, Janine, because I do have to get ready for the rest of my day. My name is Chastity A. Wells. If you need me for any other insurance needs, protecting your family outside of work, rolling over your old 401k plans, I am able to assist you with that with index products, very safe products, to be able to continue to assist you with your financial needs. You're able to reach out to me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. You can reach me there or on most social media platforms, but definitely just give me a phone call. Janine, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Mama Joy, for your stories this morning. Thank you all for your love and your light. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you, Chastity A. Wells. That was another episode from the book, Millionaire Mind, Conversation Cafe with Barbara Standing and Overcoming Under-Earning. And Chastity is doing such a phenomenal job. I just want to, if you're still on, Chastity, I just want to share with you a text that just came through. She said, I just want to honor Chastity on that work. And I can't really talk, but I just want to tell Chastity, her, you, Janine, and this Millionaire Mind Fridays have changed my process. I have freed up more of my money, and I will be calling Chastity at the first of the year to create a new pattern of insurance for my life. But I just want to let y'all know I have paid off 2 credit cards. I'm in the process of paying off the last credit card, and the difference I'm going to take is putting it into an insurance product with Chastity. I just want to tell Chastity her work is not in vain, and I thank her so much. Even though I never speak on the line, I just want her to know that her work is not in vain, and I love her. Have a great day, Chastity.
Oh, yes,
that's
awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that is awesome. Wow. Chastity, you're awesome. And you know people come on that don't speak, so you can relate to that. So I'm sure you understand what she's saying because you always talk, we always talking about that. So, Chastity, thank you for doing a phenomenal job and making us look at ourselves in the mirror.
I just want to say, this is Gardenia. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Gardenia.
I'm always giving a shout out to my girls, my ladies, my best friends, my sisters that I haven't seen all of them, but they're there. I just want to talk about insurance for a little bit. I think everyone knows that I'm in human resources, HR, and this is the open enrollment time. I want folks to kind of take a look at what they have. And remember, jobs or your work or your employment benefits are only benefits when you're there or employed. Not saying people are losing their jobs, but one thing that Chastity brings up to me all the time, make sure you have your own stuff. And that's putting it, you know, in little slang words, but make sure you have your own package. If the job ends, you decide you want to do something different, you have your own package. And that's in the insurance world. A reason I'm reaching out now, because this is open enrollment time. I think she's fabulous as an agent, but find someone that you can get your own package. That's just my 2 cents and HR advice for everyone. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Goddamn. All right. The one thing that I have to say about Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is really about developing a different relationship with your money. I love the testimony that came through the text, because the one thing that I've learned about money is that we spend money when we have a void on unnecessary things. And so to hear the young lady say, I paid off 2 of my credit cards, I'm about to pay off my next credit card, and then I'm going to use the money difference to put in an investment product like an insurance instrument, that is powerful. Because we have to learn and take back control of our money substance. We can't continue to be consumers, continue to bring the money in and send it back out. We have to allow our money to be planted, and planted means that it has to grow. That means a percentage of our money, we should have a plan. And that's maybe something we should think about, a strategic plan to eventually get to a place where a percentage of our money is invested into some type of instrument that's going to bring a return on our investment. Let me say that again, a percentage. I don't care if you, what you call a fixed income. If you bring in $1,000, then $10 should be put away at least 10%, at the very least 10%. But I would say just take $100 and move $900 and take $100 every month. If you bring in $1,000 a month, take $100 of that dollar, which is 10%. And maybe set aside. And eventually, so let me just tell you, it was interesting. When you start hanging around people who make money, the guy said, well, invest in this particular stock. When he invested in it, it was 26 cents. Today is worth $3 and something cent, and it's steady going, and it ain't even became public yet. So it's really interesting how when you hang around people who are making money, their conversation is about making money. And you will learn as a byproduct of what to do to get to the place that they are. I'm telling you, fam. Take a percentage of your money. I don't care if you get $3,000 worth of bills and you only got $1,000. $100 should go toward an investment into something that brings your return back. Is somebody trying to come in? Carla.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say last week you challenged us to take some steps, and I started a new savings vehicle. I said every time I get paid, money's going into this account, saving for, you know, having more of a savings plan and to use my money wisely. And when I get money, to not just immediately shuffle it off, to pray over the direction that God has for me to utilize the abundance that he has given me so that I can be a faithful steward over it. So those are the steps that I'm taking because of this journey of changing my mindset with my money.
Hmm. Wow, that's beautiful. That's a testimony. Thank you, Carla. Anybody else want to?
Bless you.
Bless you, too. Anybody else have a comment, concern? Anybody's going to make a commitment to doing something different with their money? Anybody want to verbally make a commitment and stand on it? It's funny when you're getting called out. Nobody wants to make that commitment, huh, to do something different. Because if you want something different, you got to do something different. If you want a different 2017, you got to get a different mindset. See, there's one mindset that created 2016. But if you want a different 2017, you got to get a different mindset. And I'm going to tell you something. I had to talk my own talk. I had to walk my own talk. I said, okay, I really want to stretch in 2017. I want there to be a difference. I tell you, I pray every day, God, whatever's in my mind, whatever's in the pattern, whatever's in the behavior, whatever's in the science of my DNA that has kept me from where I would like to be, can you remove it right now? And whew, when you pray, you better be careful what you ask for. They say you better be careful because it may not always look like what you want it to look like. You all don't even know. I can't even wait to give you the testimony. But it is something when you make a commitment. You got to be committed to the commitment. It's not about the love journey. It's not about Janine. It's about you being making a different commitment to you so that you can show up different for yourself, not for me. Because at the end of the day, I'm only responsible for me. And you're only responsible for you. So what are you going to do differently? I want us to really think about that and make a commitment. Is it going to take $100 after $1,000? Is it going to be thinking different? Is it going to be investing in insurance products? What are you going to do differently? Even if it's just one little step, what are you going to do different? And that's a commitment to you. And will you be committed to the commitment that you make to yourself? I'm not talking about no resolution. Oh, my New Year's resolution. I'm not talking about today is your New Year. Today is your new day. And each day starts a new day. What will you be committed to so that you can create a different life for yourself? Let's think about that. Let's talk about it. Let's put it in your journal. Family, no longer can we keep playing small and expect a calm world. You can't do that. You can't come talking about, oh, I want God to do this and I want more of this and I want to be a millionaire. I am a millionaire, but then you can't be not going to do the work that it takes to stretch from a $2 mindset to a millionaire mindset. You can't come to this $1 million business with a $15 hour kind of mindset. It just don't go together. For me, most of my neighbors are here, but if you're really going to bring me in more than enough to have you some $1,000 to me, well, do this. Even though I was making $100 and some thousand, I had $200 for a bill. So I don't want to make $1 million and have $2 million for a bill. That's not the goal. The goal is to create a freedom number and then to live within that freedom number in the expectation of how I want my life to be, which is to create experience. And so as long as we focus on making more money but not filling the void, because the more we get, the more we're going to spend on something that we think is going to change some kind of dynamic, it's not going to work. We have to heal those voids. I never forget Dr. Venus Opal said this. I'll never forget. She said, in order for her to become the seven-figure sister, she calls herself the seven-figure sister, meaning it's a sister, she got to heal your heart. You got to heal everything in your heart, and then money will begin to chase you. You ain't even got to go after it. And Matthew 6:33 tells us that. What is it to say in Matthew 6:33? It says, seek the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. Because of the faith, the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness, all things will be drawn unto us. What does it mean to see God? God's not outside of you. Who is God? Then what is God saying? God's saying is to seek ourselves, to master ourselves. And then he said, what is all this righteousness? I said, God, what is all the righteousness part? He said, seek the kingdom of God. Okay, I'm the kingdom of God. I am God. I am all this, but what does all my righteousness mean? All my gifts and talents. Put on your gifts and talents. That's what God says. Seek your gifts and your talents. That's all the righteousness. You are the kingdom of God, and all of the kingdom of God's righteousness are stored inside of you. And what is that? That's your talent. That's your gift. That's what the soul of you came to the planet
drawn unto you. As long as we got that veil in between the focus of our soul, guess what happened? We can't draw to us exactly what it is we desire because of that junk that's in the way.
Okay, I'm about to go on another lesson. I'm sorry, y'all. Let's keep it moving. I just want to say, heal everything and everything will come together. I love you, love you, love you. Anybody want to make a comment, concern? The kids tonight in Tabook Lunch, you know, Zakiya Lerner, the baby. You're talking about somebody who is resistant a lot. It's my Zakiya Lerner. And so I'm so grateful that she has doing it, even though she's giving half of the show to herself. I'm grateful for that. Today she will be launching her book, a soft launch, on love, sex, and nutrition. And so I'm asking that everybody who can be present on her book launch today, support her. I don't know, but I'm not going to have sat with me and pushing her through the wall, even to get her to let the world know that the book is ready, the baby's being burned. So I'm going to love her, support her today. Come to my session tonight. Bill and Pat, she already giving up the half to, from this topic. So let's have Bill time and support her. It's 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. Yeah, I'm calling you out again. I know you're twisting and turning and go, I just want you to know you deserve a whole 2 hours to let people know this is your goodness and your graciousness. The woman that you are so embodied, loving, you always do so much for everybody. I pray that you get enough support to make that the world will let you know today that you deserve to be in a light. This new book deserves to be. Let the world know, and that you did so much. I hope you get a lot in return tonight, and just knowing that you deserve the spotlight. You deserve the spotlight. That's your friend. All love, sex. And now it's going to be forming a new love, sex, and nutrition, and it's going to be called love, sex, and relationships. Let's talk love. Let's talk sex. This tough relationship. And I'm so super proud of her. And so I just want to honor her presence. And she might not talk to me for a couple of hours, but that's okay because I love every ounce and every bit of who she is. And I know she's going to become more and more of the greatness that God has called her to humanity. I want you to take a few minutes out tonight. And if you can, please send her a text. Please send her some love. Please purchase her book and let her know. And she is appreciated for sharing her story. Last night we got to hear her own color of Mohawk and don't fight it in private. Share her story. It's really interesting when you have to have the courage to share the story. And so we're seeing people taking their time to have the courage to stand on their truth. Honor our sister tonight on love. Let's talk love, sex, and relationship. Zakiya Lerner, Anita. I think that's her new name. She's going to be going by Zakiya Anita. That's her other name. All right,
then. Good morning, Janine and Ingram.
Y'all hear that voice?
That's great. So I don't even know why you said that I wouldn't be talking to you for hours. That is not true. First of all, thank you for that wonderful. Shout out to me and to the show tonight. I appreciate you. Family, I just want you to know, honestly, Janine is, I mean, I know we all know how amazing and wonderful Janine is. But with regard to being a support, a coach, a mentor, and the most amazing friend anyone could ever have, she has been with me through this journey, and she has helped me so much in getting past all my stuff and getting this book out. And I just, Janine, I just have to say I do appreciate you. I know it seems like I don't because I have procrastinated. I mean, Chastity talked about procrastination. She was going down that list. I could check off just about everything she said today that I have experienced, especially around the book. And I am very proud of this book. I'm proud of what I wrote.
I have, you know, I still have those butterflies in my stomach about its launch and getting it out there and people reading it. But, you know, listening to Carla last night really, you know, helped me. I'm like, you know, she's a new author, Khadija's a new author, and we're all in the same community. So I get my support and my encouragement from all of you. So, Denise, thank you for moving me forward, for encouraging me, for seeing me when I couldn't even see myself. And I just look forward to what's going to come next. I appreciate having my family to support me and encourage me and love me and sending me beautiful love energy. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And, yes, I did. When I posted it up on Facebook, I only gave myself part of the show tonight. But, family, I do invite you to come. The number is 646-929-0630. 646-929-0630. So now, if you come tonight and, you know, you chime in and you want to ask me questions and it goes past the time, it is what it is. I'm going to go with the flow. So, but I am going to come out. I'm going to talk about it, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful. So thank you, Queen Janine. I love you so much. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you all, family. And I look forward to seeing you tonight. Peace and love.
Peace and love, peace and love. All right, tonight we will never, ladies and gentlemen, right in Chicago. Did you see in Central Florida, they're on the call, Wheelie, Linda, Jocelyn, and Debbie, together, collaborating a shopping extravaganza. Oh, from 5 to 9:30, let me tell you, you don't want to miss this opportunity tonight to invest in our business, in our community. And you want to make a difference in our community. Sometimes making a difference is just going about our own community businesses. And spending some of your dollars on our community. So to look from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's hot, sunny, and well, then you can't, baby. You won't want to miss this extravaganza. Music, fun, and entertainment. It's at 8031 South Austin. Naomi and Sylvester Center. Again, that's 8031 South Austin. They shut it down like nobody's business. That's the NJDT. Together, they are collaborating on a random extravaganza. You know how they do it. Let me tell you, if you've ever been to a GABC, if you've ever been to Nicole Williams, if you've ever been to anything they put on, and together they work in collaboratively, you know it's just twice as good. You don't want to miss it tonight from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Luxurious shopping, music, fun, and entertainment. 8031 South Austin family. Don't want to miss it. It's going to be shutting down, family. She's going to be shutting it down tonight, right here in the Chicagoland area. All right. Anybody else have anything they want to add?
I did want to congratulate. I love Jerry. Family with Carla and Claudette last night. You know, Lady Love, you have so many petals in, on this love experience, and we all are budding. So, and I just felt so grand to be a part of that interview last night. So, again, that's part of our love journey, fam. I just wanted to say kudos and congratulations and that Carla and Claude didn't know how much it was appreciated and from that experience, and it caused me to ponder too and take on a number of things that I would not have had I not been a part of it. So thank you, ladies, and may the love journey continue to grow and be blessed and keep on blessing and making more babies, okay?
Making babies, all right, she don't be no real with me. All All right, family, don't forget to tune in to Meditate to Your Everyday, even on Saturday and Sunday. She's meditating, family. She's doing the meditation with it. All right. And again, I want to congratulate Carmen Bill Phenomenal Job. I want to give that job Queen Hostess Claudette Rick a lot of love. She is still doing it and putting it down. All right, family, if you get a chance, I hope to hear and see all of y'all tonight. Honoring our sister on her new book. It's so beautiful. This baby is beautiful. And it's called a Jamaican Memoir. Yes, Jamaican Memoir. I hope so many questions come. She just shut it down tonight, family. All right, family, I'm looking forward to a great evening, a great opportunity to shop, wine and dine, and then come back and hear my sister and her, about her book. And I tell you, I wish you all to have a great weekend. I want to remind you this weekend to take some time out for yourself and do some of the general exercises. Whew. I tell you, it can be an amazing experience, family. All right, I want to remind you to dance with doubts before you doubt God. And, you know, I always got to play a little motivation before we get out of here. And so I want to remind you that you are the answer to every question. And Jim Carrey is going to give us the secret to life.
My soul is not contained within the limits of my body. My body is contained within the limitlessness of my soul. I've often said that I wished people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame, and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Because everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart, and all that will be left of you is what was in your heart. We're not the avatars we create. We're not the pictures on the film stock. We are the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling. Our eyes are not viewers. They are also projectors that are running a second story over the picture that we see in front of us all the time. Fear is writing that script. Now, fear is going to be a player in your life, but you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying that you can ask the universe for it. Life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass. Why not take a chance on faith? Not religion, but faith. Not hope, but faith. I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire and faith leaps over it. You are ready and able to do beautiful things in this world. And after you walk through those doors today, you will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart.
Wow, don't ever let fear take you away from your playful heart. I love that. Oh, family, I love that. Whew. You know, God is good. I believe God is so good. I said, sometimes I just wish I could just take my soul and take it.
There's nothing stronger or more powerful than a dream. Even in darkness, dreams have an infinite capacity to see light. They outlive pain. They outlast heartbreak. They overcome doubt. They forget imperfection. They cannot be beaten, broken, or taken. Dreams fight. They persevere. They go on. Because determination will always trump disappointment. Desire will always triumph over defeat. And dreams will always prevail.
Dreams will always prevail.
This point in my life, I just want to have fun, and I want to be free spiritually. I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go, but what I do know right now is that God is amazing. There's so much out there for all of us, that we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Tonight, I hope to see you tonight. I know that God is good and I see you on the band. Love you, love you.